after something happens to you, whether you call that a loss or whether you call that learning, you know, that's going to determine how you feel. It's going to determine what you do. So you've got to be very careful about the words you attach to your experience, because that's where the meaning starts. And the first place you got to look at that people screw up on is they look around at other people and say, I got to work with these people, and they're screwed up because they have the wrong rules. We all have different rules because we've all learned different ways of getting out of pain and into pleasure in life. We got to learn from one another. And finally, the seventh reason why most people fail the game called life is because they think it's a life and death game. And you say, well, it is a life and death game. Well, I'm the first person to agree that this is not a practice session. This is the real thing. That's why we got to live it full on. But if you think everything is life and death every moment, you put so much pressure on yourself that you truly will not live life. You'll live in fear. And that's no life at all. How do you live life and win the game? Well, in spite of all this stuff that sounds so terrible, there are people that seem to be winning, seem to be fulfilled, seem to be making a difference, seem to have a great deal of joy in their life. And they seem to have it consistently, and they're not doing it through drugs or alcohol or distraction. They're doing it through living a life of significance. How have they done it? The first thing these people have who succeed or are fulfilled is they've decided what the purpose of the game is, at least for right now. Do you follow me on this? They said, okay, I don't know what the purpose is ultimately, but let me just decide. For right now, the purpose of my life is to what? It's to love and be loved. It's to grow. It's to expand. It's to make a difference. Do this. It's do that. They come up with a purpose, which is what I want you to do at the end of this tape. The start. I know it's not the end all and be all from one tape, but I want to get you started on a mission statement, a purpose statement for your life. You got to have that. If you don't at least have a target, if you don't know what the goal of the game is, you don't know what to decide to do. Hey, listen, we're living in a life where there are unlimited choices, right? Where all of a sudden there are hundreds and hundreds of choices within any category of product or service you want to purchase. We have all these choices, all these opportunities. Most of us are not hurting for opportunities in our lives. You've got probably more opportunities than you have time for in a day. So you don't have to choose between something that's good and bad. You have to choose between something that's good and something that's great. But if you don't know what your purpose is, if you don't know what you value most in life, you can't make an easy decision. See, all decision-making is value clarification. If you don't know what you want from your life, then everything looks like a great opportunity and you're pulled in every different direction. See, if you don't know where you're going, then you can get there by any road because you're not going to know the difference. You know, everything looks like a great opportunity. One of the biggest challenges in life is choosing, focusing your life, deciding what to spend your time on, what to spend your energy on. Having a clear purpose allows you to do that. The second thing you want to do to make your life work, and those who succeed do this, is they have fewer rules. The more rules you have about how people have to be and how life has to be for you to be happy, the less happy you're going to be. See, you know, the happiest people are those people that say, you know, every day above ground is a great day. The happiest people are the people who find joy in a smile, joy in adventure, joy in a simple action. So if you can find joy in that area, then all the big things are just a big bonus for you in your life. So when you find yourself starting to react to something that someone else has done, then you might want to ask yourself, how significant is this really, right? Is this so bad? Is it okay for this person to have a different opinion, a different view, a different feeling than me in this area? In most cases, you might say, yeah, it is. What would you have to believe in order to be upset that everybody has to live by your rules? Well, maybe in some areas that's real important. Maybe some other areas it's not as significant. You can just let go of it and have a lot less pain. The third thing that people who win the game of life seem to have in common is they've made their rules consistent. They found the conflicts in their life, and when they find them, they've been honest with themselves and say, this is a total contradiction of what I normally believe in other areas. No more. This is not how I'm going to live my life. Fourth thing these people do that make them succeed is they give themselves pleasure whenever they win, even when the world doesn't. This is really important. You got to realize that sometimes you'll do everything right and you won't get acknowledged. So what? Acknowledge yourself. You got to catch yourself doing little things right and give yourself the pleasure you deserve. After all, if somebody else tells you, hey, great job, and that makes you feel good, it's not them saying great job that makes you feel good. It's when they say great job, you stop and say, oh, that means I get to feel good. And you send a little neurotransmitter that allows yourself to feel the pleasure feeling in your body. Why not just give it to yourself so that you keep yourself on track so you're always reinforcing good behaviors, excellent behaviors, commitments to your highest values? Fifth thing these people have in common is when they screw up, when they don't do things right, when they violate their own values, when they violate their own sense of purpose in life, they give themselves a short burst of pain. They say, hey, this is not who I am. I stand for more. They don't wait for the world to have to give them pain. That's why they're on track.